Welcome to Better Human Stories, a member of the Better Human Podcast Network. I'm your host, Colin Stuckert. We're going to take anecdotes from famous figures, try to learn from their best and worst stories to try to get into their head, their thinking, and how that manifests in the real world for the ultimate goal of becoming a better human, to try to understand, get ideas that we can then implement into our own life, absorb what is useful, discard what is not, and add what is uniquely our own, as Bruce Lee said. I'm obsessed with building better humans. That's what all my content is about. I want to help you become a better human because then that makes a better family, community, people around you, better work, better world, has a ripple effect, and then my sons have a better future. Purely selfish endeavor here. I want to make you as good as you can be, and then you put that into the world. And that benefits me, benefits you, benefits people around you, benefits my kids. Let's get to it. So here's a quote from Steve Jobs, somebody who I will be talking about a lot because he's an enigmatic figure. He's famous. He's got a cult hero worship following, and I want to definitely learn from him, but I want to learn more than just worshiping him. I want to learn from the obvious flaws he had as well, because every human has flaws. And so much of pop culture inspirational content is very much around making people out to be amazing, perfect, whatever, and that's never the case. So we need to learn from all the good, the bad, everything in between. All right, this quote is from Jobs. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. Jobs obviously lived this quote and what he did. And I think sometimes, I know that the more extreme the personality, generally, the more flip side you have on the negative end of the spectrum, right? The stronger you are in one area, typically you have a corresponding duality flip side, right? We have a positive and negative. We have a spectrum. Everything falls on a spectrum. Nothing is 100% perfect or 100% great or 100% bad or 100% terrible. Nobody's 100% evil, right? Every human and most things in nature have what Aristotle called the golden mean. We have an equilibrium. We have the truth that's usually somewhere in the middle. So let's think about this and figure out how can we use something like this. So while he did live this quote, it came with certain negative side effects, which we'll get into. I have two anecdotes here at the end that we'll get into. I was writing on this quote and I was just kind of thinking about how it's amazing. You read a quote like that or you hear it or you listen to it in a commencement speech and you're all fired up, whatever. And then most people just default to their everyday. They go right back to what is called their status quo. Your status quo is the average amount of things you do on a daily basis. It's what your life is. You have a certain amount of time and energy that on average you invest into maybe learning or to your family or into your health or into your job, etc. And over time, as creatures of habit that we are, we tend to default to that comfort, the things that we know that we like to do. We don't want to go too outside of our comfort zone or to maybe experiment as much because there's too much unknown to that. And human beings do not like uncertainty because that is danger. Uncertainty in nature equals danger. You read something like this, you hear this quote, but what do? Do you do anything? What I've found, and it seems like it's probably the unfortunate reality, these things tend to polarize. You have people that are on this one bucket that tend to take action, that experiment, that get fired up by this type of motivation. This stuff fuels them and they do it. And then they use it to actually do things in the real world. And then that gets results and it compounds and compounds. And it really is fuel for something tangible in their life. Then you have a second group of people that consume content like this. They might even be addicted to consuming inspirational and motivational content, but they don't act. And what it ends up becoming is just entertainment. I also believe that people that are like that, that consume this type of information on a regular basis, but don't act, I think this type of information is actually doing a disservice for them because it's tricking their brain into thinking they're actually doing something to get closer to their goals when they're really not. That's dangerous. You don't want to be watching motivational videos every single day and listening to podcasts and reading, do all these things and then not taking action in the real world because that's just what you'll do. You'll become these people that take course after course after course and spend tons of money, but they never actually start their business or do the thing they're trying to accomplish. They don't do anything tangible to get to that because they have this idea that they need just one more course or a little bit more confidence or a little bit more knowledge. It's an illusion and it ends up becoming a form of procrastination. I've seen this in people throughout my life. I've seen it in people around me that have wanted to do things, yet they tend to stay stuck at wherever they're stuck. They have the same average amount of health. They have the same average amount of money. They have the same average job and habits and routines and whatever. And they tend to do that forever. This is just what it is. There aren't a lot of people that continually evolve and grow. It's unfortunate because I've met a lot of people that have just a massive amount of gifts that they can give the world and so much potential and opportunity. And they just get sucked into status quo. They get sucked. They get sucked into comfort. They get sucked into the easy path. And it is a shame. But I throw this disclaimer out there because I'm going to turn this into a book and a podcast. If you're listening to this on the Better Human podcast, you're going to see this on a separate feed and I'll have it somewhere else because I think this core format is going to be really fun to do. And I want to kind of silo it out. And a best place, as always, to get all this is Colin.coach. Get in the Better Human newsletter and you'll get the hub for everything so that every week you'll get all the shows and you can just pick and choose what you want. I've seen so many people with so much opportunity and so much talent that unfortunately is never manifested into the real world. And as a result, I don't benefit from it. You don't benefit from it. The world doesn't benefit from it. The most important thing always is action. Action is the most important thing. Nothing in your brain actually matters without action. Action is actually the thing that manifests something in your brain. So there's no thought that has any actual effect whatsoever on anything if it doesn't manifest in action. And I keep saying this over and over and over again because it's that freaking important, but most people don't cognizantly think about it. They're not consciously aware that maybe this idea that they have, they should just do something or test something or try something, anything. Just put some action energy into the world and see how the universe responds. It's a magical thing. So I got two anecdotes here. And what you can expect from the show is I will give you one figure and I'll give you ideally one anecdote. Maybe I'll even do like one positive, one negative, right? So here I actually have one of each. I have an example of behavior you may not want to emulate from Jobs. And I have an example of behavior that kind of shows why he was who he was. And you can maybe learn from that and implement that in your own life, however you see fit. Now, before we get to that though, I do have a quick few ideas on how to translate this type of content into action and betterment. And it matters so much. And I'll probably every show try to give you an actual takeaway like that I do or from my life. This is a very complex topic because there's so many variables and you know the things that you're good at are there and the things you're not good at are there and they're not going to necessarily coincide with what I'm good at or not good at. So I can only give you advice from my perspective is my point. One of the most important things is to make sure that your health is in check. And today's featured advertising partner, a good friend of mine, owns a company called Upgraded Formulas. They sell very high quality, easy to absorb minerals that I use to optimize my minerals. Now, the thing that is so amazing about them, this company, these products that really sold me was the hair test. I did a hair test. I got a PDF, like 3 pages of minerals and heavy metals as well. I had a high mercury, so I'm working on that. I was high in potassium, which means I'm holding on to it. I actually need a supplement with that. And I was low in sodium and a couple other things. And so now I have a stack of boron. I'm taking magnesium, iodine, which most people are deficient in. And I'm taking these things to optimize my levels. And then probably every 6 months, I'll do another test to see where I'm at. Most tests bother me because it's like a long, drawn out process. And blood work is actually just a short glimpse. So I don't actually recommend blood work that often for people because you're only getting like what's going on in your blood that day or that second or that hour. It's not a good holistic view. Whereas hair is a historical record. It's kind of like rings of a tree. You kind of have an idea of what was going on during that time. And for most of us, we have an average lifestyle, an average amount of time we spend doing things and eating out and whatever. So a chunk of hair that they test multiple times gives you a pretty accurate representation of what your mineral profile likely is on most days. And so then you know forever that you might be like high in mercury, or you might always need a little bit more potassium, or magnesium is constantly a thing. You have like restless leg syndrome, etc. And so then you can supplement with these as just a baseline, and then maybe do the test every so often to truly optimize. Now for me, the mid-morning slump when I usually get tired, almost non-existent. This has been the number one thing for that for me taking these products has helped with. It's that mid-morning slump. And I don't know, maybe it's the increased magnesium, maybe it's the iodine, maybe it's everything, maybe it's what I'm doing to try to combat the mercury. Who knows? Test, don't guess, and then supplement strategically with Upgraded Formulas. Go to upgradedformulas.com and use code BETTERHUMAN for 15% off your entire order. That being said, some of the foundations are definitely surrounding health, mindset, and habits. Okay. Now, again, if action is everything, as we said, and you're not healthy, your mind's not right, and your body is just not functioning, your body and mind aren't functioning properly, well, action is going to be the last thing on your list. You're not going to have the motivation for it. You're not going to have the desire for it. It's not going to be fun and creative to you. And you're just not going to do it, which is why health is a priority. And so I got some tips here in no particular order. All right. So I got one here. Replace mindless entertainment with learning. 2 to 3 episodes or the binge watching Netflix you would have done. Why don't you watch a documentary? Why don't you read a book? Why don't you read some articles, etc.? Write down notes and ideas and take real world action to experiment with these ideas. So if you listen to this quote and something pops in your mind, something you want to try or do or whatever, write it freaking down. Put it in your calendar. Put it in your app. Email yourself. Do something to get it from that's cool thought in my head, good energy, to just forgetting basically and letting your brain just let it poof, gone. Create a morning routine. As part of that morning routine, as mine is, it includes reading, writing, learning, movement. I do my morning exercises. I get out in the sun every single morning, which is massive for sleep and setting your circadian rhythm, which I recommend you do that. This could be if you're doing nothing else in your life, but you at least have this like 1 hour morning routine where you're thinking and you're being creative and your ideas are coming and maybe you're taking some action, maybe whatever, whatever it is, create this type of routine, this 1 hour, you know, start with 30 minutes if you have to, get it to 1 hour, maybe get it to 2, do whatever you need to do to get this as a foundation for your day. And it's massive what you can accomplish in a very short period of time. The key is getting the habit around it. You wake up every day, you do the same thing, or you at least earmark the time and it's sacred. And you always do a few of those things in there, some reading, some quotes, some this, some that, whatever, some meditation, maybe breath work, whatever it is for you. Every single day, do that. And I would recommend doing that, some physical plus adding some mental, reading, writing, maybe going on Twitter. Sometimes that can be inspirational. I wouldn't really recommend having social media here, but for me, Twitter and the people that I follow is very specifically curated. So I do get kind of inspirational value out of that, but you got to figure out for yourself. So 4, get your health in order. Eat real food, cook at home, stop eating sugar, grains, and seed oils. If that's all you did, right there, game changer. Sleep 8 hours a night. It's the foundation of a happy, healthy, and effective life. Create things. Now, this is a big one if you're not someone who has been creating. If you're someone that's just been doing a job and or just consuming content, playing games, whatever, and you go out there and you're like, I'm gonna write something, or I'm gonna create this, or I'm gonna record a video, or I'm gonna do a podcast. Let me just tell you, this thing will completely rewire your brain, this habit. Get in the habit of creating something. For a while, I was doing on my iPhone, I would do a 5 to 7 minute video every single day on one topic. I've done easily over 1,000 videos at this point. I've done over 500 podcasts. And every single time I hit record, I'm focused on trying to get a little bit better. That is the unseen success that's behind closed doors that nobody sees. So when someone breaks out, when Joe Rogan becomes Joe Rogan, and he did 500 episodes where not many people were really paying attention, right? So that his 1,200th episode is seen by millions or heard by millions. That is the unseen effort that goes into success in anything. If you want to be successful in anything, it's going to come down to your habits and routines, which is why I'm spending so much time on this. If you want to do something in life, you have to have the unseen effort. And the unseen effort is about consistency. You can't do it 1 week and then not do the next week. You can't do it 1 month. What? No, you do this shit every single freaking day. Every single day, or it doesn't exist. It doesn't have to be massive, but like turning your phone on for 5 minutes, literally 5 minutes, and just talking to your phone. Imagine after a year, how much better will you be with your delivery, with your speaking on the fly, with your charisma, with your persuasion, with everything. Being able to pause when you speak, which I'm doing now and has been a learned skill. This has not come naturally to me. I tend to want to speak very fast. Slowing down is very painful. Even now when I do it, it's like, oh my gosh, they're going to go away. I have this weird idea in my head that I have to speak super fast to keep people's attention, but that's actually not conducive for speaking to people. People don't like when you speak very fast. So I got to kind of modulate that. And sometimes I do it because it's my personality. It's kind of Gary Vee style, whatever. It's who I am, but I do want to continually get better. The key is always go, 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 go. Get in the habit of creating on a daily basis. Even if it's only 5 minutes a day of creation, it's going to be massive. And then 7, again, this is a short list. It's not all inclusive. I'll keep expanding these. But 7, real quick, ask more questions and listen. Become curious of other people, their lives, their professions. Start getting ideas out of people. Just open your awareness to other things going on and other perspectives. It will completely change your life. And if you get better at asking questions, being genuinely interested in people and talking less, your relationships will improve drastically. Okay, like I talked about, what to expect from the show. We'll do one or two anecdotes. We'll talk about it. We'll have no more than 10 minutes. Each show will probably be 8 to 10 minutes, just like the Better Human show. I like short bit daily. I like short daily bits of content. I think that is just better for building a routine around and habit around. And I want you to be able to tune in and want to tune in every single day. All right. So here we got two anecdotes. Let's do this first one. This one might be one you don't want to emulate. You can if you want to, but you know, maybe you don't. Somebody just walked up to me at one point and said, I work at Apple and I sort of met Steve Jobs. I said, how? He cut in front of me in the cafe to grab some food. Did he say sorry? No. And this is a short anecdote from Insights on the Writing of Steve Jobs, Adam Leshinsky, Fortune Magazine, December 2011. There's actually a really cool website that has a bunch of these small anecdotes. So that actually helps putting these shows together. Maybe that's not who you want to be. You know, the thing about Jobs is he almost developed this kind of cult-like following that reinforces behavior. And so he probably accented it. And you could also say he was probably a little bit on the spectrum and probably wasn't aware of these things and wasn't as socially adaptable as the rest of us. It just is what it is. Sometimes with great genius comes a corresponding negative. And you see that a lot with people that are, you know, quote unquote, on the spectrum. So here's one more that we'll get into, we'll talk about, and then I'll let you go. Steve Jobs, when he does the iPhone, decides he doesn't want plastic. He wants really tough glass on it. And they don't make a glass that can be tough like they want. Finally, someone says to him, because they are making all the glass in China for the fronts of the stores, you ought to check with the people at Corning. They're kind of smart there. So he flies to Corning, New York, sits there in front of the CEO, Wendell Weeks, and says, this is what I want, a glass that can do this. Wendell Weeks says, we once created a type of process that created something called Gorilla Glass. Steve said, no. Here's how you make really strong glass. Wendell says, wait a minute. I know how to make glass. Shut up and listen to me. And Steve, to his credit, shuts up and listens. And Wendell Weeks describes a process that makes Gorilla Glass. Steve then says, fine. In 6 months, I want enough of it to make whatever it is, 1 million iPhones. Wendell says, I'm sorry, we've never actually made it. We don't have a factory to make it. This was a process we developed, but we never had a manufacturing plant to do it. Steve looks at him and says what he said to Woz 20, 30 years earlier. Don't be afraid. You can do it. Wendell Weeks tells me, because I flew to Corning, because I just wanted to hear the story. Wendell Weeks tells me, I just sat there and looked at the guy. He kept saying, don't be afraid. You can do this. Insights on the Writing of Steve Jobs, Adam Leshinsky, Fortune, December 27, 2011. Jobs was famous for this type of motivation and some called a reality distortion field where he was just basically like, this is going to happen. I believe in you. He would put this massive amount of trust into some outlandish goals. A lot of times was never done before. And he would just put on people and say, no, you can do it. I believe in you. I trust you. And it did a lot of things. I mean, for psychology, from a psychology perspective, it made people feel important. It made them think well beyond what they think they could even do. It made them want to impress him. It wanted to deliver for him. But it's amazing what you can do when you put faith in people and you set very high expectations for them. They want to rise up to it. They want to feel like they did something impossible. And this is one of those things from a leadership perspective that we can learn from Jobs. He was a very good leader. I mean, overall, he was a good leader. And he wasn't the right leader for everybody because some people just couldn't hang. But those that could hang, those that could take maybe his outbursts or even his certain abuse or his blatant scathing honesty, which he was known for, those people that could hang under Jobs changed the world, literally changed the world. And I guarantee you, even though they might have broken down at times or hated him at times or whatever, I guarantee you that they now look back on their time with Jobs and maybe their time with Apple or whatever they did as probably some of the most impactful stuff they've ever done in their entire life. And this comes with the territory. A lot of times, I mean, I would almost say it's just a duality again. We're back to the duality, the Taoist idea that to do something massive and great, you're going to have to shovel some shite at times. It's going to be hard. It's probably going to be very, very hard. It's probably going to be the hardest thing you've ever done. Because if you want to do the best thing you've ever done, the greatest thing you've ever done, or the greatest thing that's ever been done by humanity, it has to come with a cost. And the cost is almost always on the exact opposite end of the spectrum. So the bigger and higher you go, the lower and harder and whatever, that is on the flip side. That's why they say obstacles are opportunities and the worst thing that ever happened to me or you was the best thing that ever happened, etc. Iron sharpens iron, as the saying goes. Hard things create hard things. Soft things do not create hard things. That's going to be it for today's show. I went a little bit over because I went into some of the recommendations for how to turn motivational content into action. I'd appreciate your feedback on the show and maybe some ideas about other ways to go with this and other things to try. I'm totally experimenting here, but I do like the idea of one core idea, maybe one core quote and anecdote from one person, and then we can show a real world example of how that idea or that person did something in the real world. And then you can use whatever insight that brings you to think about how to do these things in your life. And it's like, if you're in front of your boss, or you're leading a team, or you're in your relationship, and one of these ideas pops in your head about maybe one thing to try to say or to not say, or maybe you don't want to come off that way because you remember that example from Jobs coming off that way, or whatever it is, right? That's what I'm trying to get. I'm trying to infect your brain with these anecdotes, because humans learn best through stories. And we humans love to learn about other people and from other people, and we remember other people. So putting a face and a name to it helps the retention and helps those kind of bursts of subconscious insight that show up in your everyday life. That's what we're trying to accomplish. Taking content like this, taking ideas, taking learning, and then when we're out in the real world, hopefully making better decisions and better actions, and then learning and repeating, etc. So get on the Better Human Newsletter over at colin.coach, and I will hopefully see you in the next one.